Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. By the legendary Gary Player, who is one of six members of the most prestigious club in golf. He's the winner of a career Grand Slam, and Gary won the U.S. Open in 1965 at Belle Reve Country Club in Missouri to capture the career Grand Slam. You were 29 years old at the time, Gary Player.
Well, it's a pleasure, Anne, and always nice to talk to you. You're so knowledgeable about golf, makes it very easy. And yes, I was 29. And I went to Belle Reve, and I must give Jack Nicklaus a lot of credit. I was going to go to Greensboro, and being the sport that he is, and I've always told you, I've put emphasis on the fact that he was the greatest gentleman I ever played with. And he said, if you want to win the Grand Slam, you better come with me and practice at Belle Reve. I said, no, Jack, I need the money. I got to go to Greensboro. He convinced me to go there, and what happens, I win.
I love it. I love that story. Wow. Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, you, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and now Rory McIlroy. Have you welcomed Rory into that exclusive club?
We'll certainly be either speaking to him or writing him a letter. I've already contacted Justin Rose because he was victorious in his loss. I mean, he was a great example to all the youth who are the trustees of posterity in America, to make them realize you've got to be a gentleman when you lose. And he was absolutely magnificent. And he is a thorough gentleman. And I know what it feels like because I finished second in the Masters three times. So only your wife and your dog remember that. And, you know, he played the best golf on the final day by a mile, but he never won. And that's the kind of game golf is. You don't always win when you play your best. Many times I played my best and finished second, and other times I played average but held a lot of putts and won. So this was a historical Masters because, first of all, Rory has blown a few majors, as we know, and it can happen very easily, and it's very easy to do that. And now to get the monkey off his back. And, you know, gratitude is one of the most prevalent words in my life. I'm so grateful for everything in my golfing career, to win the most tournaments in the world and to win the Grand Slam. And, you know, it's just been an epic journey. Now, Rory, you know, you could see how grateful he was. He hit the ground. He was crying, which I just love to see because it just showed you the value he puts on winning the Masters and winning the Grand Slam and realizing he's got the monkey off his back.
Absolutely. The monkey off his back. I'm going to get into that in a second. But first of all, you mentioned Justin Rose, class act, and what a talent. He's just so extremely skilled and classy at the age of 44. But the fact that there are only six players, and there were only five players for 25 years since Tiger achieved it when he won the 2000 Open Championship at St. Andrews. And before that, I believe it was 1966. But because of that, it just shows how tough capturing a career Grand Slam really is, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, because golf has always been, throughout ages, from the time it started, it's been so competitive and so many good players. And to actually go out and win, it's not like tennis. You play the final of Wimbledon and you're playing against a man and you're playing against the same conditions. You've got to beat one man. In the final of a major, you've got to beat 70 guys because they started off with 156 guys. So it's very difficult. And, you know, one bad But I mean, honestly, was that an exciting Masters or what?
Oh my gosh. I mean, no player ever overcame four double bogeys to win a Masters title. I mean, it just shows it was such a roller coaster. We all were having heart failure watching Rory McIlroy, and it just shows his extraordinary talent and resilience. And I really would love to go through the hole by hole of this round and get your perspective, if you would. When you saw Rory double the very first hole, what were you thinking? I mean, his tee shot landed in the bunker, his third shot landed on the green, his par putt went past the hole, he missed his bogey putt right, he gets a double on the very first hole. What were you thinking, Gary Player?
Well, I'm thinking, first of all, it's the only time I've ever sat and watched the entire Masters with my family. I said, oh, my goodness, don't tell me he's going to blow this one again. If he doesn't win today, I don't know if he'll ever win the Masters. But, you know, I predicted he would win prior to the tournament, as you know.
That's right.
But anyway, it's double bogey, but you say, well, okay, the second hole is like a, you know, it's not golf anymore. It's got to get a new name because there are no more par fives. They're driving a lot of the par fours. And the ball is going so far, the clubs, it's all becoming a joke. And you haven't had a big man play golf yet. So you can imagine in the future, they're going to drive the first hole in Augusta without a doubt. But anyway, I'm thinking we'll birdie the second hole. And he didn't.
No, he parred the second, and with Bryson DeChambeau's birdie there, Bryson takes over the lead by one, but then Rory birdies three to regain the lead by one. Beautiful chip to the green, by the way, makes the putt. Rory birdies four. Suddenly his lead is three as Bryson is struggling at that point. Then Rory pars five, six, seven, and eight, and he was able to save par on five after hitting it into the pine straw, and his tee shot stayed up on the sixth, and he made a good par there. But on the seventh, he hit an incredible approach shot, Gary Player. That shot was amazing, but his birdie putt came up short. On eight, his tee shot went into the bunker. He made par there. Still had a three-shot lead at that point. Then he birdies 9 and 10, had a five-shot lead after that birdie on 10 over Justin Rose at that point.
Five-shot lead. With nine
holes
to go.
That's right. Just incredible. But then on 11, he was so lucky that his approach shot stayed up and did not roll into the water. What were your thoughts at that point?
Well, I've never seen, and I've played Augusta, this is my 67th visit, and I've played it 52 times. I have never seen. But you've got to understand, everybody who wins Augusta has to have some luck. And now, if we could go back just for a minute. Well, number three was a very, very big determining point. Now, DeChambeau can drive it on the green, and he takes an iron off the tee. Rory takes the driver. The best means of defense, attack. So DeChambeau made a big error right there, and he makes bogey. He takes an iron and makes bogey. He three-putted from 15 feet. So
that was
a bad mistake. And
then
at number eight, Rory drives in the bunker. Now, you cannot drive in that bunker. If you drive in the trees on the left, you can still make a birdie because you can get a shot and you can still whip it up close to the green. So what does DeChambeau do? He drives in the bunker as well. Okay, now he's got a five-shot lead after 10 holes, so with 8 holes to go. My whole family and friends are sitting there. I said, Rory's going to win this by 5 shots. Well, he has an amazing break at number 11. Only I know because I've played it so many times. I've never seen a ball stop running down that hill, but it does. Because if you're destined to win, these things happen. And it's happened to all of us to get a bit of luck. Okay, so now go on.
He parred 12. He has a four-shot lead at that point. Then on 13,
he had about a 50-yard chip. And the green is the size of a football field. And you've got to keep it left. Now, I've got to say, the worst shot I've ever seen at Augusta, ever, was that chip shot he had. I mean, I said, oh, my goodness, now he's got a double bogey. And then he bogeys 14. I said, he's gone. Now we come to 15, and out comes that miracle shot like he did on number 7.
That's
a miracle shot. And the commentators, I didn't feel describe it well enough to say the people. He's got to hit a massive high hook here, which he did.
Right.
But he's so talented. And now it carries the water by 6 feet, ends up 7 feet from the hole. A miracle shot at that time.
That's right.
He is the most talented golfer in the world today. He has got the best golf swing. And what I'm happy about, Anne, I started weight training and golf, and they crucified me in 1953. Now, along comes Tiger, pumps his body up like Mr. Universe with weight training and wins. And now Rory is doing a deadlift. He is showing me on his camera. 400 pounds deadlift.
Wow.
So yeah, guys, I'm so happy they've come along after doing the weights, because everybody crucified me and said, I'll never last a long time. And here I'm 90, still shooting par, and they can't break 100.
You're amazing. But yeah, I mean, he used a 7-iron from 205 yards on that 50. I can't believe that shot. And Jim Nance described it as the shot of a lifetime, which certainly it was. I mean, when you saw that shot, what did you think? And 7-iron.
I said to myself, you know, the way things are going, he's going to go in the water. And he hit the most miraculous 7-iron. But you see, this is what's perturbing me. It's no more golf. They've got to get a new name. There are no more par fives because of the equipment. The ball's going 60 yards further. Fairways are cut shorter. The guys are exercising. Why can't the RNA and the USGA see this and cut the ball back 60 yards for pro golfers and leave the game as it is for amateurs? A 7-iron on a par five.
It was surreal, I have to tell you. He regains the lead by one at that point. He missed the eagle putt, by the way, but he made the birdie. At 16, he missed another birdie putt. Justin Rose tied the lead at 11-under at that point with his birdie on 18. And then on 17, Rory hits just an incredible approach shot, makes the short birdie putt there, takes a one-shot lead at 12-under. He bogeys 18, has to finish it up in a playoff, as we all know, against Justin Rose. And, boy, those iron shots, those approach shots, Gary, they were just incredible.
But he went from the sublime to the ridiculous. I mean, number 17, what the people don't realize, that green is always harder than surface-wise than any other green on the golf course. He takes out the club. I don't know what it was. He hit it so high, I thought it would come down with ice on it. He hit it so high, and he puts it a gimme, gets birdie. Now he's back in the thing with the lead. And 18, he hits a fabulous drive. He had a wedge. It was such a bad wedge shot. It was hard to believe that the best player in the world could do this. I mean, he puts it in the bunker with a wedge. You can put it 30 foot by the hole. It comes back. You can put it to the right. It kicks to the left. As you saw when he went in the playoff, his shot pitched 18 feet by the hole and rolled back to a gimme. Now, Justin Rose, he hit it by the hole. It didn't come back. So you have to be fortunate. But, I mean, really, I was so happy to see Rory win. I mean, you know, he's such a nice young man, and he is the best player in the world, and he has the best golf swing, and he does weight training, which I'm so grateful for. And I mean, it's just to see him so grateful. And here's the other thing. In the Bible, it says, honor your mother and your father. And he did that in the prize giving. And, you know, at least 30% of the youth of the world, they don't even acknowledge their parents anymore. It's a known fact, and it's a tragedy because your parents do so much for you. And now here's the other thing, Anne. Nelson Mandela, our great father, who was an incredible human being. He said, sport can change the world, can give people with no hope hope. You don't have to be rich. You can be poor and still make it. You can see the opportunities for people that play sport, how it can change their lives. Now, here's the other thing, that it's going to get so many more people playing golf, and it's going to give people encouragement, because Rory was really having a dreadful time in winning another major and blowing it, and from adversity, he comes back and he wins one of the four most important tournaments in the world. So young people can see that adversity is actually a gift that's bestowed upon you. And then we take tourism for Ireland. Can you imagine what it's going to do So it's an all-round victory, which is more than just winning a tournament.
That's right. So much impact on so many factors. It was a saga, a roller coaster of shots and emotion, and finally triumph. Certainly a win for the ages. We will continue talking with the legendary Gary Player right after these messages. Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. Gary Player completed his career Grand Slam at the age of 29, winning the 1965 U.S. Open. And Gary, thanks so much for agreeing to stay on with us here. It's just always so great to get your incredible wisdom and insight. And you have said that it is the mind that wins championships. And I remember asking you, Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson, during the honorary starters press conference early in the week of Masters Week, how you bounced back from major disappointments and the lows that the game of golf presents. And you said, Gary Player, the greatest gift bestowed upon men and women is adversity.
Well, absolutely. If you look at the real great leaders throughout history, let's take Winston Churchill. Just think of the adversity he lived with Hitler about to win the war. And then you have Pearl Harbor, which was a tragedy, but it also saved the war because now Roosevelt was not coming into the war. Now he comes into the war, and of course they win. Then the adversity. Churchill had no chance. Hitler was taking France, Czechoslovakia, all over. They were far more powerful, and yet he inspired a nation with this great command of the English language and this charisma like no other leaders had. And he's in the field, in the battlefield. And then you see these people like Nelson Mandela going to jail for 20 years, coming out with no hatred, only love and forgiveness. Martin Luther King. You see these people that have had adversity, and you look at the champions. And for me to be a superstar, you've got to win 6 majors. And you look at the guys that have done that. They all came back from some adversity in their life. And that is life. Everybody will have to face up to adversity because it is impossible not to have it. And if you don't get it here, you'll get it in heaven. So be prepared.
I love that philosophy. That's so true. Well, now that the burden has been lifted from Rory, what do you expect from him going forward? I mean, he said it was a heavy weight to carry, and thankfully now it totally frees him up. So what can we expect from Rory McIlroy going forward?
Well, I honestly believe he'll go to double figures with majors. I think Rory now is in a position to go to double figures because it's not the same kind of competition that if you'd had everybody playing the same tour, which is so sad because anytime there's confrontation, and I'm very proud to represent the PGA. I've been a PGA member all my life. I love what the PGA do. I don't criticize Liv. We still live in freedom, which is on the wane in the world today. So you still have a choice to go and play your tour. But it definitely takes away that great desire. If you want to be a champion, you have to keep competing against the best all of the time. You have to, because it's such a tough game, and you know. I mean, I was a four-letter man at college. Golf is tougher than all four put together. And this Masters exemplified that. It showed you from playing phenomenal golf, but playing bad golf, he won the tournament. How it could fluctuate. And how important the mind was. And the thing is that every time I speak to somebody now, they say, oh, you should see my son. Or you speak to a pro golfer, oh, you should see my junior. Hits it a mile. Well, hitting the ball a mile is an asset, but it's not a necessity. What is a necessity is the mind, because that controls everything. You've got billions of neurons in your mind that are going around like a roller coaster. And how you decide and how you believe, and you've got to believe in you the best. You've got to believe that punishment is part of the game. The mind controls everything. And you cannot win major championships unless you're a great putter. You can't win it just being a good putter now. And you've got to be a great putter. And that's essential.
How did you, Gary Player, stay in the present? How did you fight the mental demons that creep up during the most pressure of situations when you won your 9 major titles? How did you stay in the present and deal with all that pressure?
You know, when I was a young man, the adversity that I had to face up to, it was like a junkyard dog. It was so tough. And it toughened me up. It made me have appreciation. It made me have love. It made me work hard. It made me strive to speak well. It put something in my system that made me with a desire to become the best. And I'll tell you something. We talk about the Grand Slam on the regular tour. I was the only player to win the Grand Slam on both tours. Nobody's done it. Now, which is more difficult, the regular Grand Slam or the senior? Now, Nicholas says I'm talking nonsense, but not one other person. Nicholas tried. Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Raymond Floyd, Al Irwin, all the players, great players of our time. Nobody did it. And you know why the senior Grand Slam was so tough to win? Which Bernard Langer has done. Because we kept our bodies in great shape. And most people, when they get to 50, they're nowhere near the shape they were in when they were 25. And so the Grand Slam on the senior tour, let me tell you, I'm as proud of that as I was on the regular tour. And Bernard Langer, you've really got to admire him. The shape he's kept himself in and how well he's played. He's done by far the best of anybody on the senior tour. I had 9 majors on the senior tour. He's got 11.
Yeah. I mean, you two are very similar to me in many ways, particularly the way you stay in shape. You're going to be 90. I know you probably continue to do sit-ups and push-ups, right, and lift and play golf almost every day. And Bernard Langer has, does the same thing. And his early childhood was – he lived in poverty. And I know you had adversity when you were young. Your father was a coal miner, and you lost your mother when you were young. So there's a lot of similarities there, Gary Player. And I wanted to ask you about that. How do you think your backgrounds maybe contributed to your hunger to continue to achieve well into your life?
With me, very much so. With Bernard, very much so. But golf is a game of full of contradictions. Nicholas didn't have all that and became, and there's no question that Nicholas, I judge players by their record on paper, not what they could have done. Tiger Woods is the greatest player that ever lived, but it's not on paper. Now, Nicholas's is on paper. He won. If you look at Nicholas's record, it's by far the best in the world. Not even a question. If you put it on paper and compare it to anybody, it comes out on top. But Nicholas never had the adversity. You know, it's a game of contradictions. And this Masters should make people think, and young boys particularly, I see them throwing clubs and swearing and misbehaving because they hit a bad shot. They should learn. When they saw the shots that Rory McIlroy, the best player in the world, hit and won the Masters and came back, and as bad a shot as he did hit, he hit phenomenal shots. I mean, Rory hit some of the greatest shots you'll ever see at the Masters again. But one thing you have to be is a little lucky. And if you notice, every time he went in the trees, he had a perfect lie. And that, and at number 11, he had a miracle not going in the water. So every one of us that win have to have a break, but young people should realize that hitting bad shots, now this is, I think, the most important thing I'm saying for the youth. Hitting bad shots is part of the game. You cannot play golf without hitting bad shots. And they've got to realize that and not curse and misbehave and throw clubs and thump the ground when they do it.
You are one of 6 male legends in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. I have 6 female legends in the book as well, and I can't thank you enough for contributing your wisdom and thoughts for that chapter in my book, Life on the Green. But I want to just read the last chapter, your chapter, Gary Player. You said, in quotes, "Eat half as much as you eat, exercise every day to some extent, laugh 3 times as much as you're used to laughing, and have unmeasured love in your heart. Now, if you do those four things, you'll be happy and will live a hell of a lot longer. What a great way to finish this interview, because those are true words of wisdom from such a treasure. Gary Player, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you for your early 90th birthday celebration at your charity function at the end of April.
Thank you, Anne, and thank you for all you do for this wonderful game of golf, the fastest growing sport in the world, I believe, and the greatest game of all, because it's the only sport that is play and stay. Every other sport is play and away early. Thank you for what you've done.
Stay amazing, the great Gary Player.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCOOL Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCOOL. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.